The Blind Leading on RNIB Connect Radio. As part of RNIB Connect Radio's 20th anniversary, our presenters took part in various activities to help shatter misconceptions around sight loss and what blind and partially sighted people can do. From wrestling to singing to astronomy and beyond, blind professionals and sports people put our staff through their paces, highlighting that people should see the person, not the sight loss.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm looking for some help to learn more about blind football, and I've come to the IBSA World Games 2023 in Birmingham to meet a man who knows a thing or two about the sport. He's represented his country 144 times, scoring 128 goals in the process. And I just need to score one. David Clark, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello.
Now, before my masterclass, David, can we talk a little bit about the sport? For people who may not be completely sure, can you explain blind football to us?
Sure. So it's a game that's played with five people on each team. It's based on the five-a-side game of futsal, which is a skill-based game in which the ball doesn't bounce very high. It's got a little bit of sort of resistance foam in it that means it doesn't bounce too high. So it's all about skill on the floor. You have a fully sighted goalkeeper, and then you have four outfield players who are totally blind. And just to make sure, they wear eye patches and eye shades over the top to make sure that everyone's on the same level playing field. And critically, the ball has ball bearings in it, so it can be heard when it bounces. The ends of the pitch are open, and there are boards down the side, and the pitch is 40 metres by 20, with a goal at each end that I think measures approximately 3 metres wide and 2 metres high, so plenty to hit, Hal.
We mentioned your career, but how did you get your start in the game?
Well, I played at school. I was fortunate enough to go to schools for the blind in Liverpool and then Worcester, and you know, you hear far too many times these days about blind and partially sighted kids not getting the opportunity to play sport at school, but I was very fortunate and I did, and that's where I found the game and started to play and learn my skills. But then I went off to university and started work and sort of forgot all about it, and I actually played international goal ball for 10 years. And then around the world, people got together, came up with a set of rules to play international blind football, and from that moment onwards, there was a selection for a Great Britain team, which I was successful at getting into, mainly because of those sort of past years of training without any purpose, really. And then we played our first tournament in Madrid in 1996, first European Championships in Barcelona in 1997, first World Championships in Sao Paulo in 1998, and it became a Paralympic sport in 2004.
And we talk about that incredible playing career. You've played all over the world. Can you pick a highlight?
I think for me, the personal highlight was at the 2012 Paralympics, scoring my first goal in front of a crowd of 4,500 people on the field and, you know, millions watching around the world. In fact, I got so excited, I hugged the first person I came to, and that was the referee, which was quite a funny thing. So I think that, for me, and also I was very fortunate to carry the torch in the stadium and hand it to the lady, Margaret Morn, who lit the cauldron at the opening ceremony for the Paralympics. So London was very, very special, but also I went to my 100th goal with a hat-trick against Germany in the European Championships in Nantes in France in 2009, and that was a very special moment.
Now, you've contributed so much to parasports in the UK as a player, ambassador, and now CEO of Paralympics GB, but what have parasports given to you?
Oh, it's been a huge part of my life. It's given me the independence. It's given me friendships around the world. It's you know, kept me active, kept me fit, kept me mentally fit as well, and also it's encouraged me to get involved, you know, with other sports as well. So, you know, a bit of cycling and other things I've done during my life. But also I've had the opportunity to coach mainstream football. This is my 16th year of coaching youth football, and you know, from a social perspective, I think that's brilliant, because when I coach kids who are fully sighted, and you know, because of my football background, you know, you don't get any questions about how do you know I'm doing this or how can you coach that from the kids. They get on with it. So, you know, it's just been brilliant to do that as well. So yeah, it's given me an enormous amount. I you know, my role now at Paralympics GB, you know, I really want to sort of continue the growth of what we're doing on the field of play. But it's really important that what we do on the field of play, and those incredible performances also translate into how disabled people are thought about off the field of play.
Now, before I put the mask on and head onto the pitch, what tips have you got for me?
Well, first of all, we've got to work out whether this is a competition between me and you, or whether it's I'm teaching you. Because if it's a competition between me and you, I'm telling you nothing. but if it's a masterclass, I think the critical thing, in all seriousness, is to get a good sound of where the goal is. So what tends to happen when there's a penalty or a free kick is someone will tap the posts, so you get the left and the right. So you get a real perspective on that. It's important that if you're right-footed, then you put your left hand on the ball, so you've got you're just touching it, and put your left foot sort of next to the ball and your right foot back, because you're going to shoot with that. The thing to remember in football is that the ball will almost certainly travel in the direction of the non-kicking foot, so wherever your foot's pointing is probably where the ball will end up going. So yeah, I mean, just a few things to consider, Hal, really. You know, it's dead easy.
You make it sound so easy. We'll see how we get on. Thanks very much, David Clark, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio, and yeah, let's take to the pitch. So you join us now at the penalty spot in the middle of the park. The ball is in front of us, David, but I mean, I wouldn't know it. I'm struggling. I can't hear it yet.
Right, so the ball is on the spot here. So what I'm going to get you to do is, if you lean down with the hand that you're the opposite to what you're going to kick it with.
Okay.
Now put your... Are you right-footed?
I am, yes.
Okay, so we're going to put your left foot just to the left of the ball. So
okay.
Move that forward. Yep. So you've moved it away. That's back on the spot. So there, so you know where that is. And put your left hand on it. And then take your right foot all the way back.
Okay.
So you're in like a sort of semi-splits position. Yep. Goalkeeper's going to tap the post for you. That's your left post. That's your right post. You ready, goalkeeper?
I'm ready.
Right, shoot.
Oh,
it's in!
Goal. Well done!
Now, first the question time. Is, where do you think that went?
To my left, to the goalkeeper's right.
To you, it went
yes.
The opposite side. It went to your right and the goalkeeper's left,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. Yeah. So you got it. So you got it in the back of the net, but you didn't put it where you thought.
Okay.
So we'll go again. This is spot keeper.
Yeah.
That's it. So the ball's there. Your left foot.
Fantastic.
So bring that left foot outside of it. You're going to put that face the wrong way. You're facing right angles at the moment. There you go.
Yep.
Give him a shout, keeper.
Do
the posts. That's your left. That's your right.
Oh.
Into his hand.
Oh.
You took a big step back there. You've altered your technique.
I have.
Yeah. So, is this the spot keeper, yeah? Ish?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there it is. Get your third and final go, and then it's competition time. Left post. Right post.
I don't think I'm quite living up to my first my first penalty, unfortunately.
I would say quit while you're ahead. I think that might have been a plan. So now I think we should have a best of three. What do you reckon? An old wizened international versus a novice radio presenter. Does that sound good?
Absolutely up for it.
Yeah, right. Do you want to go first or second?
I'd like to go second. I'd like to.
You're putting the pressure on me.
I'd like to hear how you get on.
All right. Do you want to pop it on the spot, Jane?
The post.
Go in?
Yeah, go.
1-0.
Ah.
All right, Hal, you'll go. Left post. Right post. You're in.
I think that was well. Was that well wide?
Well wide.
Okay.
Well wide.
The pressure is really on now. Currently, England 1, Wales 0.
About here? Give the post. Oh.
And there was no stopping that.
The sound of the ball, yeah, right from the net was enough.
There you go, Hal. Don't like to mention it, but you've got to score this to stay in the game. You're at right angles at the moment.
He's in the game.
He's in.
Oh, yes!
Parried into the back of the net.
I'm standing on the spot.
Oh, the pressure is tough. It's a lot to take.
The game is up, but you've got to get this for the pride now.
Playing for pride. As a Welsh football fan, we're used to just playing for pride.
Come on. Well done. So, you know what? For a beginner, that was pretty damn good. Well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for the masterclass. I think I've learned an incredible amount in such a short space. And I've got a massive, even bigger than before, respect for all of the players of blind football. It's an incredible sport and lots of fun to play as well.
Oh, I mean, I got so much out of it. And yeah, it's a great sport. It's a great watch at the Paralympics. If you're watching it online or with the audio described, or you're actually at the stadium, it's amazing. So yeah, keep loving blind football.
David Clark, thank you very much for your time, your expertise, and for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure.
The Blind Leading on RNIB Connect Radio.